Students' Book, page 74. Activity 13. Listen and read. How has the average speed of vehicles changed since the early 1900s? And then there were cars.
Until the early 1900s, many people traveled by horse and buggy. They didn't used to travel very far or very fast. Historians believe that the furthest a family could travel in one day used to be about 24 kilometers. Since a horse and buggy had an average speed of 8 kilometers per hour, a simple equation shows us that people used to travel no more than 3 hours a day. 3 hours multiplied by 8 kilometers per hour equals 24 kilometers. 3 times 8 equals 24. The distances people traveled changed in 1886 when Mr. Carl Benz from Germany put an engine on a buggy. It was the first gas-powered vehicle. Then, in 1901, the German company Daimler Motors, DMG, created a beautiful motor car for racing. It was called the Mercedes. Its engine was lighter, so it could travel faster than any other car. The Mercedes also looked very different from the horse-drawn buggy. It was more attractive, and it was safer because it was lower and closer to the road. 6 Mercedes raced in Nice in 1901, and they reached an average speed of 51 kilometers per hour. Unfortunately, the Mercedes was expensive. It was, and still is, a luxury. The average working man in America in the 1900s could not buy one. Henry Ford changed this when he built the Model T, or Tin Lizzie, in 1908. It was one of the first popular cars. People could buy it for about $850. All of a sudden, the number of cars on the road multiplied. Its average speed was about 40 kilometers per hour. Modern cars today are much faster than they used to be. The average speed of the modern car is about 90 kilometers per hour. However, in big cities, because of all the traffic, we still don't travel much faster than we used to with the horse and buggy.